if you make your statement, be satisfied with that. But if you force your opinion, you'll surely fail. Destruction has no future, new ideas do. War has no hope. Take advantage of your rights while they're still yours.
Thank you. dinosaur means terrible lizard. We know they were here because their bones have been found on every continent. Humans have been on Earth for only about a million
dinosaurs
years.
Centuries once walked our Earth. Allegedly.
Yo, are any cool people still alive? Or is it all the cool people have died? If all the cool people have gone, when will the new cool people be gone? Yo, are any cool people still alive? Or is it all the cool people have died? If all the cool people have gone, when will the new cool people be gone?
I wish that I could give the planet Earth a spanking. Different frustrations I allude to in the hook. Right now with talent crazy as Aretha Franklin is an unknown because she doesn't have the look. I find I come across a lot of non-believers, with the exception of believing in the hype. And you're not relevant unless you're as big as Bieber, and you're an activist as long as you can type. As a human I can't help but feel the shame in my system when the signals are relayed. I don't think it's that I have a fear of change, I just think it's that I have a fear of blames. That's not to say that I am even cool myself. I'm wise enough to know that I am plain not, but virtuoso of the smile and nod, as I abstain while everybody name drop.
Yo, are any cool people still alive? Or is it all the cool people have died? If all the cool people have gone, when will the new cool people be gone? Yo, are any cool people still alive? Or is it all the cool people have died? If all the cool people have gone, when will the new cool people be on?
Is it better to be talented or famous? I admit to you, I wish that I was both. But if I only could choose one to be my favorite, the answer's talent and it isn't even close. If you're gifted and upset at someone else who's less gifted is treated like a bigger deal, then you're frowns cause you're profoundly out of touch. I'm afraid that you've forgotten what is real. Most people feel that they're omniscient in a sense. I'm well informed except for isolated incidents. If you believe in slavery and in the Holocaust, but not conspiracy, that's cognitive dissonance. But facing that would mean you have to face the truth and become comfortable embracing the unknown. To even mention that to you is just a waste. You're better off keeping your face all in your phone.
Yo, are any cool people still alive? Or is it all the cool people have died? If all the cool people have gone, when will the new cool people be gone? Are any cool people still alive? Or is it all the cool people have died? If all the cool people have gone, when will the new cool people be gone?
Oh my God, we're in the era of trying too hard. Everybody's so afraid to make mistakes. Different filters every picture that they take.
Yeah.
Nice. It has gotten audacious. The extent we have to take it back to basics. Regardless what your race is, if you judge people by their race, you're racist. Perhaps we ought to have a contest as a way to help me put it into context. Can anybody rap out some new content? Can anybody rap out one new concept? Once again, I'm throwing stones when I am not without sin. I wish that I could look at y'all and not wince, but I cannot win.
Yo, are any cool people still alive? Or is it all the cool people have died? Yo, if all the cool people have gone, when will the new cool people be gone? Yo, are any cool people still alive? Or is it all the cool people have died? If all the cool people have gone, when will the new cool people be gone?
Humans have been on Earth for only about a million years. As centuries passed, some died, while others continued to survive.
I repeat, do not
tissue paper. Tour straps guaranteed to support five. Thank you.
Hey everybody, we just heard from the Melbourne band Voice Imitator, a song called Adult Performer. That's from their upcoming album Plaza. It should be out in just a few weeks. You might have heard that recent story that Spotify are offering to put bands on more playlists if they agree to a lower royalty rate. Well, I believe Voice Imitator's record label have made a deal where they will not break legs if that song appears on more Mixcloud radio programs. Something like that. I have to read the fine print. Plenty of time for that after the show. Fuck Buttons with Sweet Love for Planet Earth. That's from 2008. Jason Griff, he's from Chicago. We heard Sweetney Michael. And you might remember Michael Sweetney, the big man from Georgetown. Homeboy Sandman with Extinction. And that's from a brand new album called Don't Feed the Monster. Going back to 1980, James Blood Ulmer and Are You Glad to Be in America? Kaleidoscope, something from the brand new Decolonization EP, Deaths of Despair. And we began the program with music from Philadelphia. A thank you to the city of Philadelphia. Sadistic Exploits from 1981 and the song Freedom. And coincidentally, that band's former manager, Nancy Burrell, has got a new book coming out. The book is called I'm Not Holding Your Coat, My Bruises and All, published by the Bazillion Points Publishing Company. Nancy's memoir of her days in the Philly and Boston punk scenes. You can find that one pretty soon. And we haven't heard many people credit Sadistic Exploits with the toppling of Donald Trump, but I always thought the vocals on that song sounded an awful lot like Paul Stanley. So for that reason alone, we will thank Philadelphia. And move on and prepare. Anyhow, my name is Gerard. I'm here for another hour and a half or so. And next up, gotta cue these things up first. From Brooklyn, from the brand new album Death Star, this is Marina Rosenfeld.
I pulled off the highway at a truck stop, 70 miles outside of Bleeth. A Hyundai I-800 five-door people carrier, 1996 plates, filled with Tibetan monks. A Christian biker, vintage leather-cracked jacket, and a chihuahua on a leash. The dog wears a pink fur-lined collar jacket, with the words, relax, chill, emblazed on the back in faux Diamante diamonds. The weather is not cold.
I just stopped and I pretended like I wasn't moving. That's when it rubbed up, went down, kept going around me.
It rubbed up against your leg?
Up against my leg.
It touched you.
That's how I had the scales. And then went straight off. Because I thought the scales was the base swimming around me. I started swimming away. I rubbed up against my leg.
I stopped,
I looked beside me, I hissed my head, and I
Sunday 12, Messages.
So we heard from Soviet France, Semisen from the album Misfits, Looney Tunes, and Squalid Criminals. That's from 1985. A huge chunk of the massive Soviet France back catalog has just been repressed by vinyl on demand. So if you're in the mood to subsist on ramen noodles for the next several months, go online and pay up. It'll be worth it. Possibly, maybe, almost definitely. We heard from Cell Sync. That's a new project, the one-man show of Mr. Robert Dennis, formerly of the New York band Fire in the Kitchen, also of Tono Bungay and the project Anti-Clockwise. Robert's new thing, Cell Sync. We heard a longish piece called The Timing of the Slew, also featuring the voicemail ramblings of Mr. Chris Nelson of Mofungo and The Scene Is Now. Hand of Food from Hand of Food with Swimming Mindlessly. That album is just out on Ever Never. From the brand new tape Likeness on the Edge of Town, we heard Raft of Trash with A Rented Horse, 1996 plates. And the set began with something from Marina Rosenfeld, Notations 01. That's from the brand new album Death Star, just available on Shelter Press. Next up, this is something pretty new from Emma DJ. This one's called Meta. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we just heard from Vis-a-Vis Electronique with Falco is Dead. Before that, Flaming Tunes, Gareth Williams and Marie Curie, the former from This Heat, from their 1985 self-titled album, Flaming Tunes, with Beguiling the Hours. That album's now been reissued for the third time. Total Control from their first 7-inch. We heard Stairway and Meds. From Moscow, DJ XNX with Helper. Pessimist with Thug. And that set began with music from Emma DJ. We heard Meta. My name's Gerard. I'll be back next week with, if not more of the same, certainly more. We're going to wrap things up this morning with something kind of new from the duo of Marissa Anderson on guitar and Sophie Trudeau on violin. Trudeau of Godspeed You Black Emperor and the Silver Mount Zion. This track is to benefit an organization in Southwest Arizona called No More Deaths. You can find them online. And appropriately enough, the track in question is called Children in Cages. Thanks for listening, and see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.